Divided. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Protesters gathering across the U.S. Saturday following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade the day before. Demonstrators from both sides of the abortion issue behaving in a relatively peaceful manner outside the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. Fox's David Spunt has more.
A lot of energy outside the United States Supreme Court, that is for sure. Things were quiet early, but things began to pick up with several thousand coming outside the high court to let their voices be heard. There's quite a crowd out here. The pro-choice side upset. They are devastated, as one person said.
U.S. Capitol Police say two people were arrested there Saturday afternoon for destruction of property. A pregnancy center in Longmont, Colorado was vandalized and set on fire Saturday. 10 anti-abortion protesters were arrested outside a Eugene, Oregon pregnancy center during their self-described Night of Rage event. While addressing a crowd at a rally in Quincy, Illinois Saturday, former President Trump celebrating the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
The court handed down a victory for the Constitution, a victory for the rule of law, and above all, a victory for life.
President Biden traveling to Germany Saturday for the 48th G7 summit. Fox's Peter Ducey has more from Tulfs, Austria.
A big part of the president's plan is to talk to other world leaders about reducing their emissions. NATO leaders plan to huddle about how to refocus their resources towards the threats posed by China and Russia, particularly in the cyber realm.
White House officials say the summit will also focus on holding Russia accountable for their attack on Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
With summer travel expected to return to pre-pandemic levels, the cost of airplane flights remains high. Fox's Phil Keating has more from Miami International Airport.
Every airport in the nation right now is reporting passenger counts are up, flights are more expensive than a year ago, and delays and cancellations are happening with frequency, especially over the past 10 days. Here at Miami International, Saturday travel is always full of passengers coming or going. According to the travel website Hopper, the average price for a flight is now costing Americans $330. For those opting to drive instead of flying, you're looking at paying about $70 to fill up your tank. So you've got to weigh which one's more expensive.
The stalled Iran nuclear talks might soon start up again.
Those talks will restart in the coming days in Vienna, according to a Saturday announcement by the European Union and Iran. The hope is to relieve tensions between Tehran and world powers while Iran inches closer than ever to weapons-grade level uranium under decreasing international oversight. Iran earlier this month removing 27 surveillance cameras of the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency. Former President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2018. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Ukraine's President Zelensky opening the UK's Glastonbury Music Festival with a video message Saturday, encouraging the crowd to tell the truth about the Russian invasion of his country.
The more people join us in defending freedom and truth, the sooner Russia's war against Ukraine will end. Prove that freedom always wins. Thank you. Slava Ukraine.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.